Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Do it. Hello, friends. Welcome inside, at least for me, Ben Garrett, the Riverland Roofing Studios. He's Zach Berry, at Zach underscore Berry on Twitter. I'm at Spirit Ben. We both work for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, to fit them on three. Zachary, how you doing, my friend? Welcome in.
Good afternoon, Ben. It's a lovely day here. Wednesday, college football playoff this weekend. The weather could not be better as of now, according to people that make a living off of predicting things that are unpredictable, but it's going to be fun. I'm excited to talk more about Ole Miss Tulane part two.
Part two. Have you seen the weather? Like Outkast said it perfectly. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. But unfortunately, for Christmas currently, I mean, for Saturday, I think it's going to be pretty good. But for Christmas, have you seen the weather report here in Mississippi, specifically New Albany and Oxford? We're looking at 70-degree temps now, Zach. Can you believe it?
I hate that.
I do too.
I love that we're staying on brand and talking weather out the gate. People love it.
You started that. It's your fault.
Yeah, it's always my fault. Just be cold. Like, dude, this weekend we were dripping faucets. I got the stuff to cover the hose spigots outside. Yep. So stuff doesn't freeze. And then, like, I mean, it is currently 56 here. I mean, I don't know. It's the endless cycle. You want it to be cold, and then when it's cold, you're like, man, I want it to be hot, and then we do it all over again. But this weekend's going to be a lot of fun. I saw some projections that it could impact the Oxford and Ole Miss community to a tune of $74 million potentially. With revenue from this weekend, which is awesome. Kudos to everybody at the university, at the athletic department. I'd argue we're a little biased here at the site because we cover Ole Miss, but I'd argue that no one deserves it more with the job that Keith Carter, Glenn Boyce, Denson Hollis, Matt McLaughlin, all those people that make the engine run have done a phenomenal job throughout the season with this team and how good the run has been. And then you had all the drama after the Egg Bowl. Couldn't happen to a group of better people that worked their ass off. And time to reap the benefits here. Cause I do think it kind of sucks that the teams that get the bye don't get to host a game.
That's really a good point. I didn't think about that till I saw it on the board at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's the website we both write for. And before we keep going here, cause Zach and I, once we get going, there ain't no stopping. That QR code above Zach's head, that is for the Ole Miss Spirit. And right now we're running a 50% off deal. If you sign up today, you get 50% off what's typically like 100-something bucks. It's 50 for the whole year. We'd love to have you with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and a foot of on three. Again, that QR code right above the head of my friend Zach, that's the one. That's where you click if you want to join us and come hang out, man. We'd love to have you because it is an exciting time. A lot of coverage, obviously, of the college football playoff. There's the sale right there if you want to get in on it. Just go to the Ole Miss Spirit with that QR code, omspirit.com, to fill it of own three. And, man, get 50% off. Get it as a Christmas gift for a friend, an Ole Miss friend of yours. You don't just have to hang out with us for an hour podcasting all day. You can hang with us all day, every day. At the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and a foot of on three. Just scan that QR code and sign up for half off today. Do not miss this deal. I think I've done a good company man pitch for it. Do not miss this deal. But you speak of like how important the weekend is. I mean, obviously, it's the first college football playoff game in Mississippi history. Pete Golding held a press conference at 12 o'clock. I was on it. And my friend Karis Chambliss, who is just wonderful, she asked a great question about, since Pete's really not thinking about stepping up for the first time as head coach in the playoff, what are his kids thinking about it? And this is what he said.
On Monday, you mentioned letting your kids get excited for you. What do your family and your kids think about playing in a playoff game on Saturday, especially with you as head coach?
Well, you know, I mean, my kids have been kind of spoiled. You know, so my oldest is, you know, 13. You know, we've won at least 10 games the last 9 years in a row. So they're used to winning. They're used to big bowl games. You know, I know when we first took the job, my middle one, which is Bentley, he wasn't super excited. He's like, Dad, like, wouldn't Alabama beat Ole Miss? Like, what are we doing? And, you know, so they're used to winning. They like winning. But, you know, the first question Bentley, my middle one, asks is, can he do the fire extinguisher on the sideline? You know, the first question my little girl asks is, can I walk juice down the Rebel Walk? So I don't think they were worried about it as much as winning the game and what bowl game it goes to, all the other cool stuff that goes with it for the kids. But, no, I put them through a lot. We've moved them around a lot. So they've been super resilient. So for them to be able to get excited about, you know, it makes me extremely happy.
I love seeing the fresh cut for our guy, Pete. You know, the glow up ever since he was named the head coach. But it's nice.
He went corporate.
He went corporate. Well, you got to be presentable. You got to be presentable.
He was presentable.
I thought so, too. He looked very new. He looked very Ole Miss to me.
Hey, you know,
shorts with the hoodie, with the nice shoes. I mean, the shoes got to be clean. With a hat, tip probably on the wrong way, like us Mississippi people do. You know, got a spitter in hand, got a dip the last hour, you know. But he's cleaned up a little bit. And it's cool to hear him talk about the college football playoff because, like you mentioned, this Saturday, it's just going to be such an historic day. And for those of you that are asking, hey, Ben, where are you going to be this weekend? Are you going to be in the Grove? Where? Right here, Sawyer Wheatley, my guy. I was coming to see you at Screen Co. yesterday, buddy. Got my sweatshirt that he made for me from a custom for my Hot Shots daughter, gymnastics daughter, Riley. And Sawyer's the man, dude. Go visit him at Screen Co. in New Albany. He can take care of all your custom t-shirt needs, man. He's awesome. Where am I going to be? I'm going to be at my friend Drew's live broadcasting with Brad Logan live from the Grove, more closer to the stadium. It's right across the street from the pavilion. It's not as far as the observatory. If you hit the observatory, you've gone too far. But keep kind of pushing this way, and you'll see me and Brad Logan sitting there talking from 10 to 12 as we all kind of get ready for the first college football playoff game in state history. And you can tell that Pete's excited. His kids are obviously excited. And I love that his son asks, hey, can I do the fire extinguisher? Because they've gotten rid of some of that stuff, right? They've gotten rid of the basketball goal. They've done some things. And really what Pete has done is left it up to the leadership council to vote. What stuff really impacts winning? What matters to y'all? What do you want to keep? He's taken out some things himself that he doesn't want to keep, but it will kind of be cool to see the balancing act of all of that. What Ole Miss is, what it's going to be, what it looks like now, what it's looked like in the past. It's going to be a full-on celebration Saturday. I'm ready for it, bro.
I'm interested because he's so player-forward, player's coach. If it's been mentioned or brought up, I've missed it, but I'm surprised I haven't seen more people inquiring about the uniforms and asking if Pete is going to go back to the OG, wear the red, wear the Navy helmet. I mean, they're going to do the Realtree stuff every year because Realtree's been great to the Ole Miss program. But, you know,
honest question,
Lane Kiffin always let the players pick. Is he going to let the players pick, or is he going to go back to the traditional? I know there are several of our loyal listeners and subscribers to the site that would love to hear an answer to this. Don't ask that in a press conference. That's not a press conference.
Well,
question.
That was going to be my question. Like, I remember when Hugh Freeze was announced in the Ford Center, and the first question came from my friend and a longtime coworker at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliate of 1-3 sign up today, and you can get 50% off for Christmas. We just need you to come hang out with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of 1-3. And Chuck said, hey, coach, are you going to put the names on the back of the jerseys? Because this was after, you know, Ed O and all the kind of disaster of that, trying to replicate USC. And people cheered in the Ford Center that day. They kind of went nuts for it. So I'm not going to dismiss it. It's a legitimate question. I'll be honest. I kind of miss – like, we don't see a lot of red anymore. You know what I mean? Like, no. I want to see Ole Miss wearing red with the Navy helmet, the Navy dome, when it goes to LSU or plays LSU at home.
Because I do like – I like the uniqueness to the uniform now. Like the powder blue is great. Everybody loves it. A lot of people are copying it or trying to do some kind of their own spin on it. I think the powder is unique, but man, it's hard to mess up red and blue.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not a traditionalist. I like being different and unique. I mean, I grew up in the era when Oregon became Oregon and Joey Harrington and that team were really good. And then Phil Knight put a bunch of money into it and they started doing cool uniforms. I like that. I know a lot of people don't, but I will say, I think if a navy gray combo came out this weekend, it would be pretty electric. Cause I do think the navy looks good under the lights. I think the powder is better during the day. I think red works either way. But yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, we just haven't seen it in a while. I mean, when's the last time Ole Miss wore a red uniform, a red jersey?
I don't know. Somebody tell me. I know the other people that actually keep up and keep track of that stuff. I don't think of that as a part of the job description for us. Maybe I should.
If my man Randy's in the chat, I know he's uniform tracker guy. He would know.
Let us know. Hey, Randy,
That'd be cool. You know? Like do some, you know, powder red gray or, you know, navy red gray. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not bringing back the all gray. We're not doing that. No. But
I didn't like the battle gray. And all I remember is them putting on the battle gray for Cam Newton and Auburn and just getting absolutely boat raced, man. By the way, Whit Russell is a friend of my daughter Gracie's. And Whit, tell Gracie I said hello and thank you for joining the chat, my friend. This hat looks like it does on me because I feel like if I pull it down too far, you're going to get this like little shadow on my eyes and whatever because I still am trying to figure out how to light my diggum studio that I've been working on forever. But thank you for joining us, buddy.
That 2010 game. Jeff Scott houses it, what, like second play of the game, third play of the game?
We wore red against South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
That was
a house divided game for me, so it was a little foggy that night.
But also, the Real Tree helmets, I'm talking about just red jersey, navy dome, gray pants.
The Beacon uniform.
Yeah, the Beacon uniform, sure.
That game was crazy because Cam obviously went nuts. Jeff Scott has the big run. Everybody, it's number one Auburn. Everybody's like, ooh, like maybe Ole Miss got a shot. Nope, didn't happen. But I did get to, thanks to a really good family friend, I was up in the South End Zone Suites, and I got to enjoy that beatdown with the one and only Thad Cochran. It was pretty cool. He didn't like the jerseys either, if I remember correctly.
Well, he's part of that GOB, I think, you know, I think he's a little part of the GOB network.
The original GOP is, as people call him. Pete's been saying all the right things. And that's good because look, everybody knows for the last 6 years, it was all about Lane Kiffin. He would do things with players here and there, but it was always somehow circling back to him and benefiting him. I think it's been good that Pete's been very player forward and making it about the players because, look, those are the people that ultimately win and lose you football games. So they deserve all the credit. They deserve all the attention. And, I mean, first playoff game in program history, first home playoff game in program history. Saturday is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited, and I think it's going to be a good game. I guess our predictions will go out tomorrow as you're listening to this on Wednesday. I expect an Ole Miss win. I do expect Tulane to be prepared and to probably put up a little bit more of a fight than earlier this year. But I think this Ole Miss team is going to be highly, highly motivated and very, very focused. And I really like the matchup. I wrote about that yesterday. You can read about it at the Ole Miss Spirit. I just think that this sets up to be a really perfect Saturday night in Oxford for Pete Golding's debut.
From Benjamin Nix, who gave us a very, very lovely compliment that I'm going to put back on the screen because it's just nice. This live stream is my football therapy session. Didn't know I needed it till the past few weeks. Thank you, man. Thank you for joining. Glad that we could all have this shared weird experience together. And we're going to keep rolling along. This isn't going anywhere. Talk of Champions is powered, as always, by our friends at Riverland Roofing. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. And they, too, have a deal going on. I want to show it to you. When the Rebels win, you win. When you buy a new Riverland roof during the playoff run, you get a free year of their roof care maintenance program. Has two maintenance inspections, two gutter and debris cleanings, 10% discount on all incremental work. It's Riverland Roofing, and there are few, if any, businesses out there right now that are doing more for Ole Miss athletics, specifically football, than Riverland Roofing. So give them a call today, 662-644-4297. Get in on this playoff deal, and it's for a limited time. As long as Ole Miss is in the playoff, the first game is this weekend against Tulane. Kickoff 2:30 p.m. Central Time on TNT HBO Max, which is kind of a nice change of pace, I suppose. As we're getting comments like from Driftwood, turn that cap around, Ben. Well, see, now when you tell me something to do, I'm just going to do that. Now I'm just going to do it like that and ride through it. You know what I mean? But typically we wear it like this because we want you to see the Riverland folks have been so good to us. But I like this question that Benjamin had. The Golden Lab Juice was on track to be a perfect mascot for us. Preppy, hospitable, classy. Now that Juice is gone because Lane didn't like bad headlines, do we get our own?
Well, he's not gone. Dead?
Or is that dead with Lane Kiffin? The fan base seems to be split, Zach. What is your opinion? He's not wrong about, like, Juice was pretty seamless. Right?
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's had a lab his entire life, I'm biased. I think you got to let it go. I also think just for just the sake of the dog, I've never been around Juice. I mean, I have, but, like, I've never, like, interacted with him much.
Y'all know each other, but you really don't, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, he ran around me a couple times in the IPF, but yeah, I feel like if Juice could talk, he would say that he would just prefer to hunt and hang out. That's what he likes to do. Maybe he did like doing all the football stuff. I don't know. I think you got to let it go, mainly just to let the dog just enjoy life and not have to be paraded around. Now for the people that like want a mascot, like sure, that made a lot of sense. It was cool. Lab is kind of, I don't know, synonymous with Ole Miss for whatever reason, just because of the South and all that. But
labs are both sweet, but kind of like, you know, stuck up, right? It's kind of,
I don't know.
They're like the cool kids table of the dogs, right? Everybody wants a golden lab, right? No one says, you know what? I want a mixed mutt that can, you know, that of like a hound dog or something. No, they want a golden lab. I'm just saying, kind of worked, kind of made sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's still in Oxford. I can confirm that
he's still in Oxford. So all this stuff, right? Because I'm gonna break some news here. You ready? Breaking news, folks. Juice did not run his own Twitter account. You'll be shocked to know that it was Lane and Landry. And when Juice was
also not in Louisiana last week.
Dun, dun, dun. Add another. Okay, are we really going to, like, Juice Gate is one of the most fascinating storylines, but it's college football playoff talk. We will do that another time. Juice Gate's
a really good band name. I need to add that to the list.
Juice Gate. Yeah, it kind of works. Benjamin, thank you for the question. And there's some other really good questions in the chat as well. We want to hear from all of you, including this one from Mason Palazzo, 2387. Is Frank Wilson the running back coach or not? We asked Pete Golding that specifically. In his press conference, Michael Katz got to it first from the Daily Journal. Did a great job with the question. And here's what he said about Frank Wilson or the impending potential hire of Frank Wilson.
A report last night that said that you guys are bringing Frank Wilson on staff. Are you able to confirm that right now?
I mean, we're looking at a lot of guys and obviously have some guys in the paperwork going through and some other guys that we've hired at other positions as well. But, you know, once we get through this game and all those things, then we'll address that 26 staff when we need to. But right now the focus is on the players.
Yeah, not much there, but I wouldn't worry or be concerned. Frank Wilson is coming to join Ole Miss's running backs coach, as we've been talking about for 2 weeks now at the Ole Miss Spirit. We're the first report that there was real momentum building for him. If you want to read more, other way, read more. That little QR code right there is for the Ole Miss Spirit, the website that Zach and I both write for every day for all these tidbits. You don't just have to hang out with us for an hour every day on the pod. Come visit us there at the Ole Miss Spirit, and we do this all day, every day. Frank Wilson is almost his running backs coach, but he is currently the interim head coach for LSU through December 27th. So that's done. Frank's going to be the running backs coach, but he's coaching the Tigers through December 27th. Just how it's awkward for Ole Miss. He felt like I was out of practice yesterday, And there's George McDonald coaching the wide receivers. There's Dane Stevens helping with the quarterbacks. He's now the quarterbacks coach at LSU. There's Kevin Smith putting the running backs coach. Putting the running backs through their drills like a typical day for him as the running backs coach. Until the job is done, it's not done. So the minute this postseason runs for Ole Miss, whether that's Saturday or in a month, in a title, the first title win for Ole Miss since the 60s, you're going to have this weird dynamic. And that's why everyone always talks about the problematic calendar. And LSU's dealing with it too. Like, that's why Lane has so much time on his hands. You know what I mean? Like, he's not getting to coach his team or coach his old team. He has to be in this weird limbo, and there's no real obvious fix for it. But, yes, Frank Wilson, Mason, is the running back coach. And you would have known that 2 weeks ago at the Ole Miss Spirit. So click on, again, that QR code right there. Sign up for half off as a Christmas present for your friend or whatever. And, man, ask us these questions all day, every day. We'd love to hear from you. But Frank's going to be so, in my opinion, huge for Ole Miss. And what it means – Kevin Smith is doing as we've been overwhelmingly projecting, even though there was a little change for me for a second, only because of once you talk to enough people, regardless of feelings and whatever it may be, Kevin Smith, I think, is going to join Lane at LSU's running backs coach. And of course they're going to come after Kewon Lacy. But if the worst outcome here is you have to trade, Kevin Smith and Kewon Lacy, for Frank Wilson and Harlan Berry, I think you're going to be okay, right? Bring back Enrique Davis. I know Enrique wanted to get involved in that running backs coach job, really wanted it. He's a rising star in this business. Right now, the running backs coach over at Georgia State. And I think, you know, whenever he's going to move and move quickly. This one didn't quite work out for Enrique because they were so far down the road with Frank Wilson. Even though Frank, I think, like, you know, he wanted to stay at LSU. Of course he did. But, I think now you're getting a really, really motivated, a tremendously motivated Frank Wilson, specifically in wanting to pay it forward for his treatment for Lane Kiffin. We'll put it that way. What about tight ends, Coach? That's one of the twos that are still open. We've heard a few things, like Jerry Neuheisel stuff. I don't think it's going to be him, but haven't heard a lot of other names attached to it. They need a tight ends coach, and they need another defensive assistant. And then the staff stuff's pretty much done. And I really think, like, how would you grade how Pete's done so far? Not necessarily, well, if he'd gotten Buster Faulkner, I'm giving him an A, right? I'm saying, like, how would you considering the circumstances, what he was dealt and what he's put together, knowing that he's not done, how would you kind of grade it out?
I mean, I'd probably give it a B+.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't want to be like A+, without a doubt.
But I mean, how could you not give him an A?
I think the John David Baker hire, you know, here's the thing. I've heard this from a lot of people, and it's true. Fans have to stop worrying about winning the press conference and just worry about getting a ball coach, getting somebody in that fits, that culture-wise is going to work, that's going to recruit, that's going to be hungry, and someone that makes sense. Where, like, Penn State, you know, the optics for that coaching search was terrible. But then you fall into Matt Campbell. I mean, pretty awesome.
Probably, dude,
like, Iowa State.
As far as fit, I don't know if there was a better hire this cycle, and Penn State completely fell into it.
Yeah.
Like, I love Matt Campbell at Penn State.
But, like, everybody did the whole, like, oh, Matt Campbell, really? Like, who cares? Who cares if he's not doing backflips at the press conference or doing all this stuff on social media? Like, he's just a ball coach. He wins. That's kind of what John David Baker, it just made a ton of sense. Pete was very upfront and honest with, hey, we want to keep a lot of continuity and stick with our same offensive game plan. The scheme will be a little different, but for the most part, it's the same veer and shoot tempo, run the football, be physical offense that you've seen the last 6 years. I mean, he coached at Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. He coached with Charlie Weiss Jr. So it's not going to be completely identical, but it's going to be a smooth transition. And I think that was a really good hire. It made a ton of sense. Obviously, I think Frank Wilson was a home run hire. I'm sure we'll get into that here in a minute. I think LaDainian Washington is one that doesn't get talked about enough. I talked to a couple people around the Missouri program, could not say better things about him just as a human. somebody that has excelled everywhere he's been. I remember when he was a player at Missouri. He was on that 2013 SEC East Championship team. Really good wide receiver, was a team captain, young guy. He's going to be hungry. I give it a B+. I think retention wise, you keep John Garrison, you keep Jake Schoonover, you keep Wes Neighbors, you keep Joe Judge. I think that was huge, because I think if he could have had his way, Lane Kiffin would have just taken everybody and just burned the whole place down on his way out. So I think that was big for Pete as a first-time head coach to have that kind of rapport with his colleagues and respect, to where they're like, no, man, we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to stick with you. Like, we trust you. We believe in you. So that's big. It was reflected when I talked to recruits, talking to high school coaches, talking to other people that cover football in the industry. That was kind of the consensus was, yeah, I mean, it seems like people respect him. I mean, Nick Saban hired Pete Golding. We can stop the conversation there. Like, say what you want about Nick Saban in 2025 and all his stuff on TV. Dude's the best college football coach of all time. He knows how to hire people that know how to get shit done. And that's just, that might be my thesis for Pete Golding. Get shit done. I mean, best defense in program history last year. This year, you had a ton of turnover. You had a ton of new faces. He turned it around really quick after the Georgia game, when everybody was just up in arms about the defense. Now you turn around December 17th, and this defense is clicking, playing well. A lot of the portal guys have meshed. They figured out roles. I don't think you do that with just about any run-of-the-mill DC. Like, Pete Golding is different in that way, where he's been in those meeting rooms with Nick Saban. He's been around, you know, these coaches that are seasoned. Frank Wilson, he was Frank Wilson's DC at UTSA. That was Frank Wilson's first hire when he got that job. So Frank's been around a long time, and they call him the Godfather for a reason. And for that to be your first call means a lot. So long-winded answer there, Ben, but I'd say, yeah, I'd give it a solid B+ right now. And you round it out with Frank Wilson, you get a tight ends coach, and you're going to be ready to hit the ground running January 2nd when the portal opens, and hit the ground running for 2027. So I expect a completely different shift in recruiting. I know recruiting coverage is different these days with the portal and NIL, and it's essentially free agency. But I do think that recruiting is going to be, high school-wise, is going to be a lot more fun to follow with Pete and this young staff that he's put together, that I think is just going to be extremely hungry and motivated to really make a statement 2026.
Well said. A great question from Javon Campbell, leading us right into what we're going to talk about next, including some bold predictions as well for the game on Saturday, some early transfer portal names that we know you need to be paying attention to that we're going to touch on. Why did Joe Judge stay and not follow Lane? Didn't Lane hire Judge? Great question. I want to play some sound from Joe Judge. We got to speak with him for the first time, because Pete, unlike Lane, allows for his assistants to be interviewed. So getting to speak to Joe Judge, and even then, the college football playoff mandates that the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator of the team speak to the media. But Joe in the offensive coordinator, that's Charlie Weiss, but Charlie Weiss is going to LSU, and John David Baker, he's mostly working on portal and roster, current roster retention right now. So they only got to talk would be one Joe Judge, and he was great and gave some great sound. But before we jump to him, if you're unhappy with or shopping your health insurance coverage, call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group, 601-953-8449. That's 601-953-8449. If you're looking for a bank that you can trust, friends that can help you with your financial needs, the only place to go, in my opinion, is BNA Bank. You call them today, 662-534-8171. That's 662-534-8171. If you need representation legally, Zach Bonner at Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title is the man to talk to. He's absolutely fantastic. I talked with him yesterday for some stuff, and I couldn't imagine anybody better for the common Ole Miss fan. Man, just the normal person who needs some help. Call Zach Bonner at Tannehill Carmen Real Estate and Title, 662-200-8734, 662-200-8734. And then Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net. What a friend he's been to this podcast for many, many months. Back in the summer at SEC Media Days, Andy Ludicky's been there the entire way. If you're looking to get start something new professionally, want to get into the business of owning your own business of business ownership, contact Andy Ludicky of MyPerfectFranchise.net today. MyPerfectFranchise.net, 404-973-9901. That's 404-973-9901. Why did Joe Judge stay and not follow Lane? Didn't Lane hire Judge? Well, this is what Joe said about it yesterday.
You've extended your contract, I guess, for next season as well. What kind of made you want to do that, especially, I guess, at this point?
Because I love it here. Real simple. I love being in Mississippi. I love being in Oxford. I love these players. All this university has been tremendous. The fans have been great to me and my family. Why would I want to leave here? This is awesome, right? We're playing playoff football right now. We get to go out there Saturday and play Tulane in the playoffs. Where else would you rather be? So extend the contract. I was glad they gave me an extension. That's awesome. That wasn't something I had to go seek out. You know, they present you with the opportunity to stay here and do something you love. Great.
That's how you do it, man. That's how you do it, Zach. That's it right there. Hey, I'm not saying anybody in particular, you know, but any of the one that might be considered themselves or have been called such, consider themselves potentially of the streets. I would encourage you to watch how Joe Judge answered that question. Well done. I wish I had like an applause button. Well done. Well done, Joe. Fire me up, dude. College football playoff on Saturday. You want to keep doing – I get to keep doing something I love? Great. Hell yeah. That's how you do it. Why did he stay, Javon? Because Ole Miss is what he's loyal to, not to Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I had a bunch of people that were asking, you know, oh, is, you know, is it going to be a problem that he played at Mississippi State? Like, no.
No.
Like –
That no one cares anymore. That not, doesn't matter anymore.
The alum thing is not as big of a deal to coaches as it is to normal people.
Mississippi State just shit-canned Chad Bumpus for a coach they lost to Ole Miss. I mean, let's stop playing. You know what I mean? Like, Chad Bumpus, Mr. Mississippi State wide receiver, arguably like a top five receiver ever for them, shit-canned him to get LaDainian Washington, who went to join Ole Miss and Pete Golding.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think he has really enjoyed his time at Ole Miss these last 2 years. And then, you know, obviously got to work with Jackson Dart. And then now, I mean, this year had to have just been fun for Joe. I mean, just the story of Trinidad and how it's a shame that it was not prompted up or propped up more. But
like in Joe's role in it, because like Joe was the backup quarterbacks coach mostly, because yes, he's the quote quarterbacks coach, a title he only got last offseason, right? Yeah. But like Austin Simmons was working with Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss. The backup quarterbacks were Joe Judge. Now in the team in the you know position group meetings, Joe's leading that. But I'm talking about the nitty gritty, like when they're out there on the practice field, Joe's guy was like Trinidad and AJ Maddox. So when Trinidad was elevated because of injury, nothing to do with performance, Austin Simmons, Ole Miss still wants to keep Austin Simmons. John David Baker loves that dude. But when he was elevated and performed, that wasn't just – that was a great individual accomplishment more than anything else. Trinidad Chambliss deserves all the credit in the world as a former zero-star recruit, a Division II transfer from Ferris State. But man, Joe Judge was the one that was putting in that daily work to help him. He was the number one guy for him. And that, like, if he gets his waiver, that for me is a huge thing for Ole Miss to have secured. Joe Judge for next year, just if he does get his waiver, which I don't think he's going to, but if he does, and to try to keep him from transferring out to LSU or whatever, keep him at Ole Miss, man, Joe Judge is a big, big part of that.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I don't know if I'd read into that part of it, like Joe Judge sticking around, getting extended, whatever, because of the waiver, which I don't know. I have no idea about the waiver. I know there are people in Oxford that are optimistic. I mean, I don't know. They let Diego Pavia play college football for like 7 years. So like what, who's to say Trinidad can't get it. One thing I want to say before I forget, the big thing about Joe Judge and his relationship with Trinidad, where, like, I think earlier this year, Trinidad referred to Joe as like a father figure. Like, Trinidad didn't get to campus until May. So, like, that onboarding process and how fast and loose that was, I mean, pretty awesome to not only get him ready, but then step right in, come in the Kentucky game, ice that one, put it away, and then take the reins when Austin got hurt. I mean, just kudos to Joe Judge and everybody else in that offensive staff room. I mean, remarkable job. But yeah, I mean, the guy is obviously happy, and you know, he doesn't want to just bounce around to the next thing. Not everybody wants to do that. Like, some people like to find somewhere that works, find somewhere where they're happy. I mean, he's mentioned his wife and his kids. We talked about that on the show last week, where, you know, as a human, picking up and moving your kids sucks. I've never had to do it with, like, grown kids. You know, they were little when we moved, but taking kids out of school, taking them away from their friends, taking them away from, you know, the house that they, you know, have grown up in, like, that's hard. And it's very clear that he is confident in what the program is and where it can go under Pete Golden.
I love that. And you're right. Anything on Caleb Cunningham? Last I talked to him was at a football game at North Pontotoc, and he said he was good. I'll take that back. I saw him on the field after the last regular season home game, Florida. And again, shook his hand. He was as nice as he could be. He's a great, great dude. I think the world of Caleb Cunningham, just a great dude. And what he told me when I said, "You good?" He talked about how good he was. He wished he had gotten to Ole Miss in the spring, but all of these kids. So, like, that's all I know is that, as far as I know, he's good. With all of these kids, like,
and if he, I think
they all got out there. Every one of them, every single one of them, including your star quarterback who finished eighth in the Heisman voting. Every one of them, should he get a waiver, every one of them has, they're going to have options, and they're going to consider them. They've been forced to consider them. Everything is year to year in that way. And that's why I really appreciate what Pete Golding said when asked about, you know, Frank and whether that hire was
a report last night that said that you are you guys are bringing Frank Wilson on staff. Are you able to confirm that right now?
I mean, we're looking at a lot of guys, and obviously have some guys in the paperwork going through, and some other guys that we've hired at other positions as well. But, you know, once we get through this game and all those things, then we'll address that 26 staff when we need to. But right now the focus is on the players.
Right now the focus is on the players. We'll worry about 2026 when this is over. Unfortunately, they're colliding. But Frank Wilson's going to be the coach. And is he an improvement over Kevin Smith? Well, it depends on what you consider an improvement. Like, from a recruiting standpoint, they're both really good recruiters. Kevin Smith has done tremendous work. You got to give him credit for Quinshon Judkins, for Kewon Lacy. But, I mean, Frank is the OG as far as running backs coaches. Like, when you – like, anybody, if you said from school X, it doesn't just have to be Ole Miss, LSU. Hey, give me the best candidate you can think of, random person, for running backs coach for your favorite team. Well, what's Frank Wilson doing? Because he's that guy. He's the wasn't it Frank that promised Joe McKnight back in the late 2000s? You know what I mean? That God rest Joe McKnight's soul. I mean, Frank is he's a dog, man, an absolute dog. And in that way, it's at least an even swap. The piece of this that you're most concerned about, obviously from the Ole Miss vantage point, you made a good hire. Is can you keep Lacy? But it's more than that. It's not like just Kewon all of a sudden will follow Kevin Smith to LSU or wherever he goes. Because, LSU is not the only school that has approached Kevin Smith and Kewon Lacy about a potential package deal to come to their school. It's not just LSU. A number of schools in pre-portal. And, that had running backs coaches opening. Some that have been filled already. So, like, some options have fallen off. The one that makes the most sense is the one that's still open. That's Kevin Smith going to LSU. Because he's not going to take a step back, but Frank's legit, man. I mean, he's the OG man. He's man, the one that the meat market. Bruce Feldman's book, my guy Bruce. He wrote the meat market, man. A lot of them stories are Frank Wilson's stories. And if at worst, I mean, because again, though, like even if Kewon Lacy, if Ole Miss was able to retain Kewon Lacy, what is the price point? How does Ole Miss evaluate running backs? Because it allocates its money differently. If LSU wants to drop a $4 million bag for Kewon Lacy for a year, Ole Miss has to say, is that worth it considering what our, like what else we could have, especially if we got Frank Wilson and Harlan Berry coming. Right now, those are 2026 considerations. That's what I'm saying. That's why, like what Pete said, man. Right now, it's college football playoff, man. It's 2025. Let's go win a title.
Nah, you can't do that. I mean, that's too much. You got to allocate elsewhere and make sure that you're filling out needs elsewhere. Man, that Joe McKnight, that took me back. That was 20 years ago.
You're welcome.
I was watching that. I was watching that announcement in the Pike House.
Wow. What was your favorite? If you remember it, for whether when you were a kid coming up, we were both recruiting it. So, like, what was your favorite recruiting moment? Because for me, it was when Ole Miss committed Kadarius Easton and Brent Schaefer at the same time. I'll never forget that. I was at my house in Shiloh over there at Ole Miss, man. And when they hit, dude, it felt like Ole Miss had turned a corner.
If you really want a throwback, that same class is A.J. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. The wide receiver.
I mean,
I love that one.
Basically, everybody said he was like the next Calvin Johnson from College of the Sequoias. He was going to come with Brent Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just going to be magical.
Be different. It was just going to be, I mean, Ole Miss had finally, I'm going to say this though, Brent Schaefer would have been absolutely insane in this he was ahead of his time, 100%. Brent Schaefer would absolutely murder.
Think of him. Think of Brent Schaefer with Joe Judge right now.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch. An historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
does anybody remember Hornsby? Jamar Hornsby, you're dang right we do.
Shout out McDonald's.
Hell yeah, Jevon Snead. Oh, God rest his soul, man. Love that dude. That game going to LSU.
Did you ever get to meet Jevon's dad?
No, but I knew Jevon well. Jevon was really cool, and because I covered him. Again, I'm old, guys. I was in those post-game scrums with Jevon. He was just a good dude.
Yeah, he was cool. I hung out with him a couple times. I was at a pregame party, and it was like Jevon Snead, Billy Tapp.
Yes.
My boy Fawn Ingram was with me.
Number 35, Fawn Ingram in your media guide.
He rode over there with me, and then like Jevon is like walks in and he's, you know, super, you know, throwback Texas chivalry, and he like goes up to the girl who owned, or I guess her parents owned it, but he was like, "Is it okay if my parents come inside for a little bit?" And they were like, "Yeah," and like, "Yeah, sure enough," his dad walked in, looks just like Yosemite Sam, like cool dude, just ripping Coors Original, and just he was cool.
Silver bullet in it, man, just hard.
You talk about portal. I mean, this was back when you still had to sit out, but getting Jevon Snead from Texas was big because. I mean, he was a high school legend. You can still find it on YouTube, the playoff matchup between him and Matt Stafford when it was Stephenville versus Highland Park.
Preach on it, man.
And they went at it. But
it was a big deal when they got his butt on campus, man. I mean, just to get him on campus. Now, y'all get 4 stars every other day walking in them out them doors, bro. And y'all think that y'all don't have a charmed Ole Miss existence? Come on now.
I mean, 2013 – was just crazy. I was living in New York at the time. There was nobody within 30 miles of me that cared about high school recruiting. And I was trying to explain to these people how crazy this was that Ole Miss was doing this. And they were just like, I don't really care. But yeah, I mean, and then what could have been in that class too?
Oh,
like Vernon Hargreaves was close.
He was close.
He was close.
Not as close as Chris Jones.
No, Chris Jones
was done.
Chris was in Oxford on signing day, technically, like in the wee hours, and then went back home and signed. But
still to this day, there are some who contend he was never, ever, ever on campus.
I mean, there's like 100 people that have verified it.
No, man, what are you talking about? He was never coming here. Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind? Yeah, we got to move on because we got to get out of here soon. Transfer portal targets that we know for sure are transfer portal targets. I wanted to recognize this from James McDonald. Sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real. Thank you for bringing back Outkast, who is one of the Andre 3000 is one of the greatest hip hop lyricists of all time, or just lyricist poets of our generation. Mm-hmm. He's esteemed in that way. And I don't know what I was talking about earlier, but I was talking about something in regards to I wanted to quote the line, you can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. We were talking about the weather to start the show because Zach's apparently made that something we do now. It's supposed to be like 70 degrees on Christmas Day here in New Albany. And my daughters are not happy. They want snow. You know, we ain't getting snow mostly in Mississippi unless it's like February. It's sleet. But I told them, I said, well, to quote one of the greatest lyricists to ever walk this planet, Andre 3000. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. We might get snow on Christmas, and their spirits were uplifted. So anytime we can quote Outkast, dead gummit, we got to do it. Before we jump to transfers, we know Ole Miss is like the ones that have already announced that we know Ole Miss is in on. I want to give you an opportunity to own a piece of his history. Big Game Football Factory wants you to own a piece of Ole Miss college football playoff history with your chance to bring home an official Ole Miss limited edition college football playoff football. This exclusive football is a symbol of excellence built for the biggest stage in the sport, capturing the pride, passion, and performance of playoff football. Only 12 programs, as we all know, are in the college football playoff, and now is your chance to have a piece of that with an Ole Miss specific college football playoff football from Big Game Football Factory. All you got to do is go to biggameusa.com, biggameusa.com, to get your exclusive football. Don't just witness this history, man. Own a piece of it. Be with us on Saturday. I'll be pitching it there, right there in the Grove across from the pavilion. live podcasting with Brad Logan. It's going to be an historic day, and remember it forever with a custom football from a Big Game Football Factory, man. I think that's really cool. And yeah, I saw it myself. I asked him, could I get like a comp one? You know what I mean? Like, can your boy get hooked up? Don't worry about like some little sponsorship payment. Let me get one of them. One of them baller footballs. We'll see if they're able to get it. All right, hit me up with it, Zach. One interesting name that hit the portal today, Cassius Kern, offensive lineman, according to Shea Dixon over there at the Bengal Tiger, our own three sister site that covers LSU. We've been talking a lot of me and Shea the last month and a half. What do you think of Cassius Kern? Because that's a former Ole Miss target in recruiting, yeah?
Yeah, Cassius Kern from Arkansas. He was never really – considering Arkansas during his recruitment. It was always Ole Miss and LSU. Ole Miss really wanted him, didn't get it. He played a lot this year. He had some growing pains as a youngster. He had a pretty difficult time in the Ole Miss game dealing with the pressures off the edge, but really, really talented dude. I think he is one to keep an eye on for sure, just because of the connections with the staff. I don't think it hurts that you got Frank Wilson. Because after the Texas Bowl on the 27th, he will be in Oxford. And that means that he will be working in the portal because that semifinal game is on January 1st, or quarterfinal game against Georgia is on January 1st. Portal officially opens the next day. But yeah, I think Kern is one to keep an eye on. As far as anyone else, just without talking to anyone, I mean, you'd have to at least look at Arkansas with Ryan Silverfield, new staff. Missouri and Georgia were in it as well. And then also, if you're on our site, the OM Spirit, we also talked about another portal name to know earlier this morning, Brian Alston. He's a defensive lineman from ETSU. He is entering the portal as well. Chad Simmons talked with him. He mentioned Florida and Ole Miss are programs to watch right now. 6'2", 264. So kind of a, you know, not ideal size for a defensive lineman, but we've seen Randall Joyner do wonders with that room. So if Randall and Pete want him, then you kind of have to take their word for it. 30 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles this year for Austin when he was at ETSU. But as far as anyone else, I mean, it's still really early. I think for Ole Miss, I know people want to know because it's the glamour position. I don't think you're going to really know anything about quarterback until Ole Miss gets word on Chambliss's waiver. I do think Ole Miss is probably going to take at least one, maybe two. I think that's just kind of how it is now. Unless you've got a bona fide, surefire starter ready to roll, I think you're going to take one to two quarterbacks every cycle just for competition. If somebody – this year, perfect example. Ole Miss grabbed Chambliss late just as an insurance policy, essentially. Simmons gets hurt, steps right in, perfect. So, you know, DJ Lagway's name was thrown around early. I don't think Ole Miss is going to be in the running there, at least not now.
I don't know.
You know, Jaheim Otis got in the other day.
Nope, don't even say it. Nope. Not doing
staff
it.
Knows him.
I'm not doing it.
Maybe, you know, the seventh time's the charm. yeah, I mean, you can go on. I mean, you go on the site, you can look at, you know, you hit the little recruiting tab on the threads we start. You click that little recruiting tab, that red button. It'll take you to all of the recruiting threads all in one. So that helps if you're looking for that.
QR code right there. Right there. QR code, that's the Ole Miss Spirit. 50% off. Tell them, Zach, 50% off right now for Christmas. 50% off.
New members, 50% off. Brandon's asking about Harlan Berry. I don't know. So he's super tight with Frank.
Yep.
His parents love Frank.
Yep.
I talked to a couple people in Louisiana that one was like, that wouldn't shock me if he followed Frank. And then another was like, there's no way. I kind of feel like subconsciously Louisiana people are just kind of homers. That's not a shot.
No.
It's just a lot of.
Zach. No, that's just Ole Miss people.
No. A lot of kids – I talked about it in the article I wrote about Frank last night. It's a pacifier state.
No, T.J. Finley, no.
If he gets a waiver and Chambliss doesn't, I'm going to Indianapolis. It's a pass. Louisiana's a pacifier state. These kids grow up. All they want to do is play for LSU. So the pull to stay home is pretty strong. But yeah, I mean, his parents were on the news when Frank was named the interim, and they were glowingly talking about Frank, said that he was going to take care of their son. He was going to make sure he was okay. If Harlan Berry gets in the portal, Ole Miss would be a spot. And he is a absolute animal. Five-star running back, elite speed, a little bit different kind of back than Kewon Lacy, but pretty electric. He had a really good game earlier this year against Texas A&M. Nobody really runs the ball in A&M. He had a pretty solid game as a freshman. As far as other names, I think you got to look at Yannick Smith from ECU, who's a wide receiver who got in the portal. He was the best wideout for the Pirates this year. Obviously, John David Baker. I mean, names are starting to trickle. I think you're going to see a lot more movement in the next couple weeks with January 2nd getting closer. And once it's officially open, I mean, it's going to be nuts. I mean, you might as well go ahead and take advantage of that 50% off and get it, because the board's just going to be nonstop.
Well done. Look at you go.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it.
Proud of you.
Hayes, Fawcett, and them are going to be working overtime with how many announcements they're going to be with portal guys and getting in the portal to go somewhere, getting in the portal to negotiate, getting in the portal to give somebody an ultimatum. I don't know. A lot of guys are going to be doing stuff, and there's no better place to be than the Ole Miss Spirit, because I will be glued to it, and I will be covering it as best as I can. Ben will be doing it. Jake will probably chip in when we need him, because it's going to be a crazy, crazy window with it being just, this is it, January 2nd. Go get it.
All starts with the Chambliss waiver.
Yeah, I think once that's yes or no, there will be a decision made. I personally am a big fan of Colton Joseph, the Old Dominion quarterback. I haven't heard anything about him yet, any ties to Ole Miss. I think he's a perfect fit for the offense. Similar, he's a little bit taller than Chambliss, but a similar build, similar skill set, can throw, can run, was really good this year for Old Dirty. People ask about Brendan Sorsby. Look, if you're gonna play the game, his girlfriend is transferring to Texas Tech to play volleyball. So I would put my money on him going to Texas Tech. Also because Cody Campbell has a lot of money, and they're probably going to pay him a lot of money to play quarterback. He's still going to consider the draft, so there's always that. But those are the two quarterbacks that I liked this year, Brendan Sorsby and Colton Joseph. But again, there's going to be dudes getting in the portal, and it's going to be a free-for-all. But I know it's not a great answer, but yeah, for right now, it's also like the people we talk to, whether they're in the building or not, I mean, the coaches are focused on beating Tulane. They're not worried about the portal. They're focused on beating Tulane. You beat Tulane, you celebrate on Saturday, and then on Sunday you get right back to work and you get ready for Georgia. So we can talk to people, but most of the time it's just going to be a lot of, you know, shrug, I don't know, or like, hey, this guy makes sense. Nobody really knows, because the staff is focused on winning a college football playoff game and keeping the season going.
One name, Justin Palmer asked the question, what about some offensive linemen in the portal? One name to keep an eye on is Mario Nash. Cassius Kern is who we started this whole transfer conversation about.
Carious. You got Cassius Vaughn on the brain.
Hey, Cassius.
Shout out East Mustangs, baby.
That's a deep cut Talk of Champions reference. Like, if you were listening in the 2010s, Kentrell and I, Kentrell Lockett, 40, we used to do the show together every single day. We only did it twice a week. And apparently, yeah, old Cassius Vaughn wasn't very fond of me. I don't know what I did. Well, he's not the first person, you know. Like
you just squash the beats. Cassius doesn't like you. Brandon Bolden still has me blocked on Twitter. Don't know why.
Which is crazy, because BB's like my guy. I don't understand that at all.
Let's just meet somewhere and we'll just squash it. Maybe I said something mean about Houston and Brandon didn't like it. I don't know.
I fully admit I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but I promise you there is never any ill intent with anything I say, do, or write. I only want to be your friend and to love you as God loves us. And if I can do that, great. And if I wrong you, let me know. I've actually heard about that from people this week, you know? And so I believe in yeah, if Cassius Vaughn, if you're still watching, the whole hey, Cassius, as I used to sign off like that, he'd say bye, Felicia, say, hey, bye, Cassius. So if you're still watching, I don't know what I did, but I'm sure it was dumb because, like, back then I was real young. This 40-year-old face, imagine this at 20. I mean, it was rough, you know. So whatever I say, Cassius, I'm sorry, my friend. But yeah, Cassius Vaughn, Cassius, beware. I've had some Cassiuses on my brain, you know what I mean?
That's a real deep cut.
Thank you, because I'm old. I'm very, very old.
I remember Cassius. He came on our podcast over at the Cup back in the day.
Heck yeah.
I had like a 500 level history class, and Cassius Vaughn walked in, and I'd kind of known him through like other Memphis people, but I was like, what are you doing in here? And he was like, man, I like history. I was like, all right.
Awesome. Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Me and Cassius sat next to each other in this, it was like United States Japanese relations post World War II class.
Mm.
Good times. I also had a class with Brandon Bolden. I don't know why are we beefing, man?
I'm thinking he doesn't think about you at all. You know, like,
no, he doesn't know who I am.
I don't know.
We'd go out during break and rip heaters and talk ball back in summer school.
Cassius was the man. Had a few classes with Cassius. Well, let him know if you talk to him still that whatever old stupid Ginger Shrek did back in the day to make him hate my butt, it wasn't intentional. But I don't deny that I probably did that because I did run my mouth. Well, you know, if he did, the Colts traded. Fun fact: the Colts traded Gronk's brother for Cassius Vaughn. I didn't know that.
Oh, that's cool.
How many Gronk brothers are there? Are there like three or four?
I don't know. They're like the Wahlbergs, man.
Yeah. All right, before we get out of here, bold predictions for the college football playoff game on Saturday, because I'm not going to be able to get them from you. This is the one we're doing this week. We're going to start doing more of these. It's one every single day. Just stay locked into the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. That's the QR code. Scan that, and you can get 50% off today for all new members, man. Just sign up with us and join us with that QR code that you're staring at on the screen, and you can join us and talk about this stuff all day, every day, just like we do. You don't have to just sit here on a podcast with us, but I'm not going to get to talk to you again. Stay locked in for all the Talk of Champions podcast. This is the only one with Zach. I want your bold predictions to take us out. Give me at least three good bold predictions, and I'm going to throw one at you just so you can tell me I'm stupid.
Never would do that.
He said never. No, because he's a sweetheart. He is. He's so nice.
All right, hit me.
Now give me your first bold prediction for Ole Miss Tulane on Saturday. It can be something like the game is going to be closer than it was in September. That's not bold, but it is a prediction. Give me something bold.
I'm going to say Winston Watkins has over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown. Ooh.
Former future LSU Tiger, Winston Watkins.
Jeez.
Is that speculative?
I don't know.
All right, so 100 yards. The first bold prediction from Zach Berry for Ole Miss's playoff game Saturday against Tulane, the first round of the college football playoffs, the first in the history of the state of Mississippi, is that Winnie Watkins is going to go over 1,000 yards receiving. I mean, 100 yards receiving. That's it? Okay.
100 yards, over 100 and a touchdown.
Okay. That was kind of bold. I mean, I don't know if I want you in my foxhole yet, man. That's not really all that bold. Justin Palmer saying Ole Miss 35-20 is kind of bold. That's like not covering the spread, which is like 17.5, isn't it?
I mean, Winston Watkins going over 100 is pretty bold. I mean, he's had a good year, but he hasn't been over 100 in a game.
Yes, he has.
Has he?
Yes.
Okay, Oklahoma, one game.
Yes, but he went for 111. Catches. Huh?
111. But other than that, he's been pretty solid. So I'm saying he's going to have a big game.
All right. Second bold prediction is what?
Stop policing my bold predictions. let's go with
that's so true.
Kewon Lacy will not be the leading rusher.
Dude, you didn't get out of my head, bro. When I formulated this plan, this little segment to end this thing, that's the one I was like, but I don't know if I believe it myself. Seriously, because that means Trinidad Chambliss leads you in rushing. But
or could be somebody else. But I think a lot of the attention is going to be on stopping Lacy, and the zone read game is going to be a big part of Saturday.
Okay.
Trinidad Chambliss was the leading rusher in the first game, and I think that it could very well happen again because I think Tulane is going to do everything it can to stop Kewon Lacy. It may not even work, but I wouldn't be shocked if Chambliss has another big game on the ground.
I like that one. Here's a good bold prediction. This one's from Micah. Luke Haas catches his first touchdown as a Rebel.
Dawson Knox catches his first touchdown as a Rebel.
Why did you do that? You know, just like people are going to say, I'm never going to stop talking about Lane Kiffin, you're never going to stop talking about Dawson Knox not catching a touchdown his entire Ole Miss career, thanks to who?
Look man.
Phil Longo.
I went to bat hard for Phil for multiple years, and his offenses were good, but come on, man. Get him the ball.
How's he doing over Sam Houston State? I really don't know.
They win it all? They had a couple wins. Dawson had a great game on Sunday.
Yeah, he did. Austin throws a touchdown. That's a pretty good one. That's pretty bold. That's
I really
bold.
Hope it's not in the red zone. I'm hoping it's like in garbage time and he's throwing a bomb.
I hope that's one of those things that Pete talked about getting rid of. You know what I mean? That's, like what
the parallels, like the parallels with Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze. They're there.
What are you talking about? He doesn't do weird things that make you think of Regina George in a movie called Mean Girls, which was turned into an unbelievable Broadway musical, which doesn't have terribly great music, but a few of them are absolute bangers. Like, my name is Regina George, and I am a massive deal. That's him. But no, what are you talking about? Not him.
He doesn't even go here. All I'm asking is
we want our pink shirt back.
Lane, if you do a burn book bit, you better tag us.
Please do, though. That would be so amazing. Caden Lee has 2 touchdowns, 100 plus yards receiving. That is bold. I wouldn't have thought it would have been bold at the beginning of the year, but yeah, it's bold. Here's my bold. All right, I'm going to do mine too. Who cares? We can do as long as we want to, right? All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a bold one.
Okay.
I boldly predict that these LSU staffers, and that includes Charlie Weiss, Dane Stevens, Kevin Smith, George McDonald, Joe Cox. I predict boldly, sure to be wrong, that this is the only game of the college football playoffs they coach for Ole Miss.
Which, if that happens, that's fine.
And I think it needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very strongly opinionated one way or the other with whether they're there or not. But for a quarterfinal game, if those dudes want to be like, hey, we got to go get to work. And then Frank, and then Pete's like, hey, that's cool. Like, we can get Frank in here. LaDainian's already here. I'm cool with that. But that's a good one. That's pretty bold.
That's bold.
Because I do at least credit those guys for wanting to finish the job. I give them that.
I believe that their original intent for most of them was that, yes.
Yeah. All right, let's go with another bold prediction. I'm going to say Ole Miss has a pick 6 on defense, and it is a defensive lineman.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Big
Jared Ivey did it. My guy, J.I. did it. Yes. Now, that's bold.
I want to see Xavier Harris, that Coke machine, pick one off and run it back with like 5 people hanging on him. It'd be so awesome.
I love that. He's a wrecking ball of a Coke machine. You know, it's like if he put, you know, gave a Coke machine legs and arms.
He's like the guy where you're like, you know he's big, but then you go down on the field and you're just like, God damn, like it's crazy to see people that big. Like you go to an NBA game and you sit like,
sir, did you just drop a GD on our pod together?
No, it's fine. You know NBA players are big, but then like you go down on the floor and then like everyone's big. Like people don't realize like Steph Curry is 6'3", 6'4". He just looks small compared to everybody else, but yeah, Xavier Harris is a monster of a human. Yeah, I'm going to say pick 6, and it's a defensive lineman. I think
I like that.
maybe Randall Joyner does like a front flip on the sideline when they score or something.
I just don't think that that these LSU coaches, like Kevin Smith, I believe, didn't like the way that Lane Kiffin left. He doesn't like being known as a lackey, but if you're holding meetings, if you're going and you do what they say you do, I'm not calling you none of that. I understand how complicated this stuff is. I'm not calling you someone of the streets like I'm calling the head coach you're about to go follow again. But if there are meetings being held potentially and transfer conversations happening in back corners of offices.
Oh, that's not happening.
Okay. This is bold predictions.
Okay, that's okay. I didn't know that was part of the bold prediction.
Well, that's not a bold prediction. Some of that is actually really, really true. Ugh, no. You got to be careful with this stuff. It's weird.
I predict Simmons
to have meaningful snaps. That's bold.
Don't want to say anything to upset Kevin Smith on our podcast.
I predict that Ben stars on Broadway. Oh, that one is sure to be wrong. But thank you. I can't sing like my brother Steven, who is starring as Scrooge in A Christmas Carol at Theater Memphis all this Christmas. I was in it last year. I was a Fezziwig and Topper, and I miss being in it. I saw it opening night, and it's awesome. So, yeah, go check out Steven, the more talented twin. Yes, I have a twin, too. I have a twin. We look nothing alike. He's tall and handsome, and, you know, he's like a Disney prince. And then there's me. I'm like LeFou to his Gaston, except I'm not in love with him. He's my twin. This has been Talk of Champions. Oh, wait, no, I want to do one more bold prediction. You had one more in the chamber, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I was going to ask if we were going to do one more.
Go.
Well, you go first.
Okay. So no thoughts about my bold prediction, though, about the coaches?
That's a good one. I could see that happening.
That could happen, just like it could have happened. It would have been bold, and it would have been an incorrect prediction, but it very well could have been a possibility.
A mutual parting of the ways after the first round.
And Lane Kiffin, it was very possible. I would have made that bold prediction potentially as the week wore on, was not going to coach the Egg Bowl, and Glenn Boyce was among those that wanted to get rid of him. Had to be talked out of it. It's hard to balance these things, man, right here now. All right, but look, I'm not going to focus on that piece anymore. Somebody asked about Trinidad Chambliss earlier in the chat. I got to find it. I don't – give me yours while I look for that, because that really goes into what I'm about to say.
All right.
By the way, I had to mention this pull from Jackson when we were talking about players, like random players and stuff and recruiting. Miko McSwain was that dude, number 40, the most promising player. He could play anywhere. He was everywhere. He could be anywhere. He could be anywhere, Zach, and yet he was nowhere.
The touchdown run against Vandy when he reversed his field.
Amazing.
And ran like 80 yards for a 20-yard touchdown. It was amazing.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Vincent Russo, with all these reports out about Chambliss's waiver, is he definitely playing Saturday? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The waiver's for next year.
And playoff games don't count against eligibility, by the way. So, like, it's not going to burn a red shirt or anything for anybody else.
Yeah, the waiver is for 2026. Like, that's the weird part. All of this 2026 stuff is happening at the same time. It's parallel paths, man.
Which leads into my final bold prediction.
Okay, well, yep.
Deuce Alexander will throw a touchdown to Caleb Cunningham.
That is bold. That's what I was looking for. That's the spirit of the thing. Zach Berry, at Zach _Berry, comes through here on the Ole Miss Spirits Talk of Champions podcast, as always. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. I was looking for bold, and he says a Deuce Alexander pass to Caleb Cunningham for a tutty. Man, if you could put like $100 on that prediction, the payout would be insane.
It'd be like 10 grand.
Bold prediction from Javon Campbell. Lane will call out Ben before Saturday. That'd be great.
Which one? He's already texted you a bunch, so.
Yeah, like at this point, I just continue the bit. I enjoy talking to him. He's a funny dude. I understand him. He's also Regina Georgia. Okay. Bold prediction. Lane will not throw the clipboard in the air Saturday. That's not bold, because here's a bold prediction. No, I'm not doing that. Is it a bold prediction if someone said Lane will be at the game on Saturday?
I know he was trying to go.
There it is. Serve it up. He knocks it out of the
park. Just because I know I like bringing this kind of thing up and people get mad at what I say about game, playing music during the game, like a fourth quarter song. What do you think about the song Golden by K-pop Demon Hunters?
I don't know what half of that meant.
You don't know what K-pop Demon Hunters is?
I can pretend like I do. I've only seen like I know it because my daughters have kind of mentioned it. And I know it's on Netflix. I don't know what
it broke like the Netflix streaming.
No. I'm not knocking it or anything. I just like I haven't. I know how I'm old because like I'm not connected in that way.
phenomenal soundtrack. Golden. I don't know. It's a good song.
Fine. Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, just keep playing ABBA for fourth quarter.
I've got a lot of thoughts of what you should play, you know.
I've got holes. I mean, that's a bold prediction because if they played this.
How many of you's going to be there? That is Nate Dogg singing those beautiful, beautiful words. Nate Dogg, God rest his soul. Man, when Nate came on a track, bro, it changed the game.
That would be incredible.
I'm saying, like, if he's going to be in attendance, you play the song. That's what you do.
I wonder if he's going to be in the South End Zone Suites.
Dude, that would be amazing. See, like, if everything is wrestling or keeping up with the Kifdashians, it'd be kind of fun. He'll at least be there in spirit. Oh, we know he'll be watching. That's the funny thing. He can't coach the tight. He's the head coach of LSU, but Frank Wilson, Ole Miss's future running backs coach, is currently LSU's head coach until December 27th, in which he will leave. Lane will take over the program. Lane has nothing to do but like pre-portal Ole Miss's players. Like he has nothing else to do. He can't coach a football team at practice. He can't his new team can't coach his old team. So what is he like? Yeah. Of course, he's going to try to make it about him. He's going to come into town.
He sure as hell ain't recruiting anybody. So,
No, that's always been the work of
everyone. Keewon Lacy staying under Frank Wilson's a good one.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That I wrote about that today because
that could happen.
LSU season's over on the 27th, so that gives three to four days. For Frank Wilson to be in the building and talking to Keewon. So,
like he hasn't talked already, he'll be in disguise as Wayne Biffin. Like it.
Bold prediction, non Ole Miss related. John Cena is not done.
It's not bold. It's never goodbye.
What is Triple H thinking?
You're insane. A true wrestler's no, and that's a true wrestler. And this is coming from the biggest Cena hater out there. You go out on your back and putting the other man over. They needed a true villain. They botched it with Gunther back when they had not.
And why are you a Cena hater?
We can't add 15 more minutes to this because if you want to talk wrestling, I will fill all of the time with it a number of reasons.
Actually, I don't want to know because that's insane.
It's not when he was Super Cena. No one could ever because he was everything Vince McMahon loved. He was everything that Vince McMahon valued. You had to be big, huge, and strong. You had to be like chiseled out of rock, out of steel. So when Daniel Bryan came along, who looked nothing like what Vince liked, he had to quite literally organically get himself over. It wasn't spoon-fed to him like it was with Cena, who was protected unlike any other wrestler in modern history back in those days. Wrestling is a better product now because they actually give more opportunities for good wrestlers to get the spotlight. But John Cena used to hog the entire spotlight. Now he's been more fair and more generous. And to put Gunther over? Hell yeah. That's a true wrestler, man. So what I thought he was and what he ended up being at the end of his career are completely different. So I don't no longer go, John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. Instead, I shed a tear when that man with a smile on his face taps out to the next great villain in WWE history that they almost ruined in Gunther because Triple H allowed him to tap to a Jey Uso who had a great interest in pop but couldn't wrestle. Fortunately, John Cena was here to save wrestling from itself. And with a smile on his face, he tapped out to Gunther as true wrestlers do. So I love me some John Cena.
The prototype.
Yeah.
Goated.
I'm just talking. A lot of look, Justin agrees with you. It's the worst way, but no, I stand forever that he did as true wrestlers do. And he went out on his back and put the
other
guy.
Pride of Wes Newberry.
Hell yeah.
Platinum artist, by the way.
Platinum artist. Dude,
and he allegedly.
My man, Matty P, who's gassing me up in the comments, his profile picture is with Cody Rhodes. I have the same kind of complicated feelings toward Cody Rhodes that I did toward John Cena. But at least, you know, Cody Rhodes went out and did it himself. That's not what I'm talking about. But like,
are you talking about Guile?
Yes, from Street Fighter.
He's in the new Street Fighter movie. Apparently, Cena has like 70 unreleased tracks.
I don't doubt that at all. And like, he knows ball, man. When he starts, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, John Cena knows ball. If it's music, if it's pop culture, my man is on top of it. Like, he can rap Glorilla just as much as he can sing some Nate Dogg like me to area codes. You know what I mean?
There's one thing he doesn't know. And I saw a video recently of him at Wimbledon. He does not know anything about tennis.
No, see, we're all human. We're all
I
human.
Don't either, but.
Well, I don't know, but like, we're all human, right? And we're not, we're all fallible. Praise be to God from whom all blessings flow.
He's also just a good dude.
That's the thing.
Like a real human. Like,
give a crap about humanity, man. It's none of this is ever ill intent.
He's got like some crazy number of like make a wish things that he's done in his like it's like in the thousands.
Lane Kiffin is the Miz of college football is fantastic. But the Miz actually won the World Heavyweight Championship, and Lane Kiffin hadn't won shit. Thank you, friends, for joining us. This has been Talk of Champions. That QR code before we get out of here is for the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Sign up today for just $1. All you got to do is go to the Ole Miss Spirit, 50% off today. Get a good Christmas present for you, your Ole Miss spouse, partner, people, loved ones, friends, neighbors, it don't matter. Give them 50% off today for what we think, because we work there, but also I've been there for 20 years, is the best Ole Miss community around. The Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, the foot of On3. Thank you to all of y'all who always support us here at Talk of Champions and also there at the site. We're just very thankful, and it's been really, really fun. The mother-in-law of the Miz. Lane is the Miz of college football. We got Stardust. Oh, y'all killed it in the comments today. I'll be back tomorrow. Zach and I will be back next week for sure, but hopefully before that.
Yeah.
In college football playoff time coming. Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say we'll probably do one more show before Christmas, but if something happens and we don't, happy holidays to everybody. Be safe traveling. Enjoy it.
This Christmas season, man. Praise be to God, and y'all have some fun. Drink something good. And only be joyful, man. That's all that matters. Only be joyful. I will be live from the Grove with Brad Logan from 10 to 12 right across the street from the pavilion. Just come walk around that general area. If you go to the observatory, you've been too far, come hang out and talk to us. Just say, hey, I'll probably put you on the podcast. I'll certainly shout you out. I mean, that's what I do. But, man, Saturday's going to be a blast, dude.
I'm going to come blow up y'all's spot like that dude did to Batista back in the day.
Well, no, I mean, my spot was blown over at the basketball game, like the basketball game after it all went down.
Oh, yeah, you were a celebrity.
Dude, it was. I have terrible anxiety, and I'm an idiot, so it was something. Not at all. Not at all what I expected. Merry Christmas to all of you, including you, to James McDonald.
Make sure
you're always in the chat hanging with us. It's awesome.
Make sure to tell them where you'll be, because I don't know if people join late. Tell them where you'll be on Saturday with Brad.
From 10 to 2. Ben Garrett of the Ole Miss Spirit and Brad Logan will be together broadcasting live 10 to 12, not 10 to 2, 10 to 12 across the street, directly across the street from the front of the pavilion, the very front, not the garage, the front in that general area. If you're walking around, you'll see us. We'll have a table set up. We'll be talking.
By the Einstein Bros.
I think so. Yeah. I haven't been to Drew's tent in a while. You know what I mean? You going to the basketball game tonight in Tupelo? Undecided. I've been back and forth on it. A lot's going on, man. A lot's going on, but it's 20 minutes away, and I love Chris Beard, and covering basketball is my favorite.
Oh,
I don't know.
Good.
It's Alabama. It's Alabama A&M. Yeah.
Yeah.
What time is all that?
The Hornets.
The Hornets.
Is that really what Yeah, that's a good. I'm glad you brought that up. We will be doing a Hit That Line on Thursday. We'll be doing one live Thursday because Nick is going to the game this evening.
Hell yeah.
So we will be doing a Hit That Line CFP edition on Thursday night.
We should have just gotten like Nick hooked up with like a media pass. He could have done the whole shebang and shaboozle for us.
I know. I think he's taken his kid with him to experience hoops in Tupelo.
Because I mean, when you think hoops, you think Cadence Bank Arena,
the Mecca.
I think of dark shows for like old WCW, bro. That's what, or like when my first concert I ever went to was Alan Jackson. He's gone country.
So wait, it's not Bancorp South Arena.
No, it's Cadence Bank now. Corporations swap them all out. You know, same old, same old. Let them do their thing. All right, bye, Zach. Love you, buddy.
See ya.
We went off the rails, folks.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.